Okay, welcome everybody. We now have quorum. Thank you for joining this special council meeting. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are.
Good afternoon.
Today I would anticipate, given the fluid nature of this situation, is probably going to be more of a discussion than anything. And that's in contrast to probably where we thought we were going to be when we set this meeting back in November. That said, I'd like to provide a little bit of introduction just to make sure we're at least all on roughly the same page in terms of the status of the work of the CCWG, and also then have a discussion around where we're at, what are the issues, and how are individual councillors feeling about this, and then move on to what we think the most appropriate next steps are, given the current status. And Bart, can you tell me, Mathieu, is he joining us?
No, he isn't. I haven't invited him. This is as a special, and where we are right now.
Right, okay. Okay, so as such, it's a fairly basic agenda. I'll provide just some introductory thoughts, and then we'll have a discussion about where we're at and any other issues that councillors want to raise, given where the CCWG is at, and then talk about next steps, where really there's only a few possible directions we can take. So is that okay with everybody in terms of an agenda?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll do my best to keep an eye on the chat, and feel free to put your hand up if you have any comments or questions or points for discussion. as mentioned at the early November meeting, we decided based on the timing and the status of the CCWG as we knew it then to have this meeting which we knew would be just after the close of the comment periods. And certainly the goal that we had at that time was to be in a position to try to make a decision to either support the CCWG proposal or not, or make comments. I think it's safe to say that for all of them watching the process that, as I started with, it's a fluid situation and I think the circumstances have probably changed. So I wanted really to use this meeting to take stock of where we're at and have a discussion about, in a sense, the feeling of the council at this point and where do we go from here. As we've discussed on a number of occasions, both in the last special meeting we had as well as the last couple of regularly scheduled council calls, we have all committed on multiple occasions to using the same basic process for decision-making as we did for the CWG stewardship proposal. Gesundheit, please put your phones on mute if you're not talking. Thanks. And using that basic methodology to determine whether there was general consensus, and of course that's important that it's general consensus, not absolute. So the basic methodology was that we as the CCNSO had appointed the requisite number of councillors to the CCWG, in this case five. And of course, anybody else could be a participant if they chose, but we had five appointed councillors, and it was their job to both participate, engage, and in the process, inform us along the way, and at the end, either support or not the proposal. Unanimity was not required by us for our CCWG members, but certainly general consensus was. And also part of our overall methodology was to get a sense of the community, the CCTLD community, to see if there was general support or rough support for it. Again, not unanimity is not required, but certainly we wanted to have a sense that there was general support for it. And to a great degree, I would say that's the type of discussion that we ended up having at the Dublin meeting, and certainly getting a sense of the room at that point, where I think we would all agree that there was general, though not unanimous, support for what the essence of the proposal was going to be as we knew it at that point. And in essence, if the council is of the view that those basic conditions were met, where there was general support from our members and we believe there was general support from the CC community as we could test it, and in addition, and this is another critical element, that the conditionality of the CWG stewardship proposal was met. At that point, if those three basic criteria were met, we would be in a position to take a decision. So that, to my mind, sort of sets the frame for the discussion in terms of, you know, where are we at, and to the best of our ability, how are we feeling about this? What's the direction of travel of both the proposal and the thinking of the CCMSO Council? So in terms of where I see the CCWG being at right now, and again, this is not meant to be a monologue by the chair. It's meant to be a discussion of the entire council. This is obviously a critical issue for us, so I want to make sure that anybody who has an issue or question or point of discussion is, you know, absolutely free to speak up. But in terms of the timeline, we've been working under a certain set of assumptions throughout this whole process. The basic one being that we need to, we the broad community, certainly we within the CC community, but the broad ICANN community, is going to have to submit something to the board by late December, early January, in order to meet the deadline of September 30th, 2016. And, you know, that's the basic timeline we have been working towards. It's certainly my estimation that recent events have made those timelines less clear to us. And I would say there's a couple of things, well, I'd say there are several things that lead me to that conclusion. One is the number of comments that were put in during the comment period. I think there were 92 of them, half a dozen from individual CCs, and three of the regional organizations spoke up. Certainly the regional organization that I'm part of, Center, had a fairly extensive process, and I believe 30 individual country code operators or managers signed on to that one and provided their support. So it's very early days to be analyzing all of those comments, but I think in terms of the timing that we're talking about right now, having a good sense of the comments is important. In terms of the U.S. politics, which of course plays into this equation, the Dot-Com Act, which was one of the key elements that would determine the timing of how this played out in Washington, has not come to the floor of U.S. Congress and likely will not. It was not part of the most recent omnibus bill in the U.S., and without diving too much into U.S. politics, with the dot-com not making it, .com Act not making it to the floor and providing some specificity about how this process would unfold, at least from a timing perspective and funding for NTIA perspective. It's definitely now more unclear how this might play out in Washington. That said, there may be some positive elements to the .com Act not actually making it to the Congress, in that now they're, you know, it's two sides to that coin. One side is it's not specified and therefore it's unclear, and the positive side is it's not specified anymore and therefore there may be more flexibility for NTIA to act and more flexibility on the timing. I know, Becky, you're on the call and you're here from Washington and paying attention. I don't know if you have any further thoughts on that, other than to say it has made the process less clear, I think, is the net takeaway from that.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. I think that if DSS had passed, we would have some level of order that we probably don't have now. That said, if we get something that, you know, is well supported and well structured, we probably will not have to, you know, wait the 30 legislative days. So it could shorten the process if, you know, but it really depends. Ted Cruz has been more than willing to make, you know, political hay out of this. And I think that without it passing, you know, folks, unhappy folks are, you know, more potentially more, a bigger problem.
Right. So, and I think Becky hit on the key thing there, is if it actually went relatively well, now we don't necessarily have to wait the 30 legislative days, which by virtue of the .com Act not making it through Congress, or at least not even making it to the floor in Congress, there's the potential that the timeline could be abridged. However, for any of us who've been watching the madness that is the Republican primaries, certainly Ted Cruz could play a spoiler role here. So bottom line is it's unclear there. So that's the second element. Third element is that the board's comment was, you know, extensive, and clearly they have, while on one hand saying they are relatively supportive, there are a number of issues which would presumably be stumbling blocks for the board to be able to approve. I think there's sort of five key issues, at least that's what I saw, through the 27 pages of comments. So without those being addressed, I think the proposal would be in some danger of being approved by the board. So those are three key issues that I think put the timing in flux. Additional to that, it does seem that GAC, which was definitely a big question mark back in Dublin, would appear to be on their way to approving it, although not till, I think their dates are between the 7th and 22nd of January. So those are some of the big issues. In addition to that, our CC-appointed members were not unanimous, and there has certainly been much discussion by CC colleagues on the lists. Nigel and Stephen, our own counselors, have certainly made points about process to our list, to the council list. And Eberhardt, as one of our appointed members, has submitted a dissenting view or a minority report that was shared with the community, as I'm sure you all know. So that's kind of, you know, where we're at from a big picture. In addition to that, as I touched on, there was certainly some key points of conditionality with regards to our approval of the CW stewardship proposal. And the CWG stewardship filed or made comments during a comment period and has called out several issues that require, at the very least, increased clarity and response from the CWG, particularly around the IANA budget, some of the IANA separation requirements and the IANA appeals mechanism. So, I hope that most of you, or I hope that all of you, have read the CWG comments, since our approval is conditional on some of the requirements in CWG. I would summarize their comments as being positive and headed in the direction of support, while flagging several issues that, as I say, at the very least need clarification, if not action. So to me, those are some of the main points in terms of where we're at and where there maybe isn't clarity. At this point, yeah, before I touch on some other points, I just want to say, are there any questions or comments? Nigel? And if you're not on Adobe, you're just going to have to speak up. So, Nigel, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Byron. Just to let you know, I'm taking part in this from on the road. Very noisy, cost-to-cost on the motorway service area. Can I just get a brief feel? Is there a resolution that we're going to be asked to decide on today?
Well, so thank you for the question. Clearly a critical one for this call. I wanted to have the conversation first and get a sense of where councillors' minds are at. You know, it's my personal opinion as one councillor that we are probably not going to be in a position to pass a formal resolution to support or not support the proposal. It's my opinion that we should provide some guidance, perhaps in a statement or something like that, to the CCWG. I think it would be important for us to at least give them our opinion based on what we see now, but certainly not through a formal resolution or approval or disapproval.
All right, thanks for that. The reason I'm asking is that obviously this is the most important meeting that we've had this year because of the timing that you called it, or we have called it, during the middle of the holiday period. As you've seen from the turnout, it's been difficult for some people to reach. I'm doing my very best to take part, but really, as you can hear from the noise in the background, it's very, very, very inconvenient. I would agree with what you said. I don't think we're in a position to come to a conclusion today on this. There are a number of issues that I think have come up. On the other hand, I think that the CCWG have made some welcome steps forward. The big question, of course, at the moment is the relationship between the output of the CCWG and the input of the board, amongst other things. What I would say is, if I can just make the point now before I get forced to abandon the meeting, is that I think we could possibly provide some feedback from out of the discussion today to the CCWG, but I certainly would want to have some input into that, and I don't believe that practically, because of the circumstances under which the meeting is being held, I could do that effectively during the course of the meeting. So if we're going to provide that, which I think is a good idea, could we do this in, should we say, an email list in the two or three days following this meeting, or maybe between Christmas and New Year? Would that be something that you could assist with?
Absolutely, Nigel. And, you know, as mentioned, clearly the situation is pretty fluid right now. Our goal to come to a conclusion at this meeting, I think, now, in light of recent events, would be premature. Part of the point of this conversation now, I think, is what are we going to do over what period of time, given that it would appear now that the timelines have loosened, although, quite frankly, they're still not clear as to what a final date will be. But I think your basic suggestion, Nigel, that we should provide a little more clarity of input to the CCWG and to do that over the coming days, whatever that period is, yet to be determined, I mean, to me makes sense. And that's the conversation I wanted to have today. I mean, where are we at and what are we going to do going forward that is going to be a meaningful and constructive contribution to this process? So, you know, with that, I would maybe let's move in a moment to that very discussion, what next steps look like. I think it's important to note that other communities in the ICANN fold have had varying opinions at this point. By and large, our community, for those who've looked at the CC inputs, like I said, only half a dozen individual CCs put comments forward. I would say they were generally positive, but certainly identified issues that needed clarity or perhaps some remediation, and that was the position of the three ROs that I saw as well. ALAC was not supporting it based on the issues around the human rights and mission statement. It looks like the GAC is headed towards supporting it. SFAC was supportive. The ASO was supportive. IAB was supportive. And I think they've, you know, as I've already touched on the board comments. So it would seem like the momentum is headed in a supportive direction, but there are still a number of material issues that various communities have raised that will have to be addressed before any before the proposal could possibly be approved. So to me, that's where I see us at broadly. And now, just picking up on Nigel's point, the question I think faces us now: what are we going to do about this evolved landscape? Over what time, and as councillors, how and who may be on point to work through any comments that we want to make? Stephen, I see your hands up. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I think at this point we should tight. I see no reason to go forward with anything other than a thank you to the CCWG for all their diligent work in an incredible community-wide CDP process, unprecedented in ICANN's history. What we're looking at here today is an internal product that has some serious questions in several areas that still need to be resolved.
Stephen, this is Bart. Sorry for interrupting, but you're fairly faint, not just for me, but also for others in the chat.
Is that better?
It's a little bit better. Thanks.
I may have to get on the phone to actually talk to you guys then. No, my take on this is that it's way, at this point, other than a thank you to the CCWG for their diligent work and encouraging them to continue on to finish the last 1.5% that needs to be dealt with, I think it's very premature for council at this point to take a position other than thanking them for their efforts and encouraging them to finish that 1.5% or whatever. I really do not see that we need to take position at this point in time. my comment on that.
Okay, thanks, Stephen. And I think that's, you know, that's the discussion for us right now. Where do we want to take this at this point? Is there anybody who still who feels strongly about trying to put a resolution forward at this point? I mean, I think we need to ask ourselves that. And perhaps I can just put out that straw poll. Is there anybody who feels we should be putting forward a resolution one way or the other at this point? And I note that Nigel has dropped off at this point. Hopefully he will come back. Leslie and then Stephen. Leslie, go ahead.
Thanks, Byron. Hi, everyone. I'm minded to put a council resolution at this point in time either, but I think I would be inclined to be a little bit more supportive than the text that Stephen gave, in the sense that, you know, there are areas where we will get some further detail and some further clarity. Hopefully that clarity will mean that, you know, concerns are addressed and so on. But I think my view is that I am minded to be supportive, but obviously that support is subject to the further clarification that we're going to receive. So I guess I'd like to be a little bit more warm and supportive, as it were, but it is all subject to the further clarification that we're expecting. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks, Leslie. And I just want to note Keith had made a comment in the chat that he doesn't think that we need to have a resolution today, and it would be nice to get greater clarity on some of the outstanding issues. And Stephen is typing. Is there anybody else who wanted to speak to this? I mean, again, as one of the councillors, I would say that I'm in the I'm in the same area with Leslie. That, and I think by and large, Stephen too. That we're not in a place to take a decision right now, but we should be encouraging of the direction of travel of the CCWG. Anybody else?
This is Becky. I am in agreement with the way that you have just phrased that.
So can I just want to put something out for discussion to see if this would get support, and that is essentially to take the gist of what Leslie has said, but I would add a little bit of detail to that, reminding the CWG that there is conditionality around the work of the CWG and sort of reinforcing that notion. So if we're going to make a comment that, you know, we, as I said, we appreciate the work, there's still work to be done, and in particular from the CC's perspective, please address and clarify outstanding issues vis-a-vis the work of the CWG, make specific reference to that. And then I think to be a little bit, I think as the community would be helpful to note the fact that three ROs and a number of individual CCs have made comment that are generally supportive. You'll highlight the fact additional clarifications have made. And that way we get to, I think, the point where we are constructive. We acknowledge that the path that the CCWG is on is something we are supportive of, and that's where we show support. We're supportive of the path they're on, but highlight there's still issues, in particular the ones flagged by the CWG, because our support is clearly conditional on those being addressed. And I think, although I've taken a moment to say it, I think we could probably do that in a paragraph or two. Any comment on that? Would that be a direction we could take as council? And that I'm sure we could do over the next short while, in spite of the fact that I know a number of us, although I'm sure not all, are involved in the Christmas holiday period. But yeah, I think it would be a minimal drafting effort, literally a couple of paragraphs. Can I suggest by the current silence, there wouldn't be a lot of opposition to that, although I do note a couple of people typing. Peter's noted that it would be in line with the note from Center, the comments from Center. And I'll just wait till we hear from Abibu. He's supportive of the idea. Okay. So I think some support for that, and just to reiterate that we would thank them for the hard work done thus far. We would note that we encourage them to keep going with the final clarifications, and in particular note that our community will be paying close attention to further work required to satisfy the CWG, but also note that our community in the comments were generally supportive. Something to that effect. Okay, now to that end, in terms of how we're going to draft that, here's what I would suggest. Like I say, this is a paragraph or two, those few messages, and here's what I'll suggest, that perhaps Bart and I take that away, put something on paper, circulate it to the list after Christmas, just after Christmas, and ask that we be in a position to send it to the CCWG just before the new year, so at the end of next week at the latest. But we will we'll put that to the list to see if there's any issues, and make sure we have support with the council list before that happens, of course. But it does require that for those of us who are on, will be on holidays in the coming week or so, at least pay attention to that. Is that okay? Becky okay? Stephen okay? Anybody not okay with that suggestion? Or anybody want to speak to it in general? Okay. Looks like that's a path forward. All right. Then in that case, that's what we'll do. So please all expect a very brief proposed text on this that captures the elements that we've just talked about. Expect to see it over the next few days, depending on how Bart and I can coordinate that, given I know we will both be in the Christmas mode over the next couple of days. And I note that Nigel is not on the phone, but we'll share this with him. We'll share the notes with him. I would like to think, although I would certainly never talk for Nigel, but based on what I've heard from him, this hopefully will be a path that he can live with. And Bart, when is our next, what's the date of our next scheduled council call?
21st of January. Yeah.
Yeah. 21st of January. You know, and that's in terms of next steps. So the first next step will be doing this. The next step will be where do we think we may be in a position to actually put a resolution forward? And I would say that's definitely going to depend on the refinements of the proposal and how the CCWG works. But noting the fluid nature of this, I would hope that by the January 21st meeting, we may be in a, or we, the community may be in a position, and we specifically may be in a position to be looking at a resolution on this subject. But I think Leslie makes a good point that January 21st is our next scheduled date where this topic will come up again. Okay, so course of action, the next scheduled date, council date is the 21st. I would hope that we're going to be bringing this up then, although events are going to have to unfold before we can make that determination. And Bart and I will work up some draft text as we discuss, circulate that in the next few days, and look to submitting that to the CCWG just prior to the end of December. You will all get a chance to read it and provide your input and support before it's passed to the CCWG. Any other comments that people want to flag? I note that Stephen has been in touch with Nigel and is passing on a message that Nigel is supportive of this approach too. Okay, seeing no further hands up or questions, then I'm going to call this meeting to a close. Just providing a last opportunity. Okay, well, thank you very much, everybody, for taking your time out for this special unscheduled council call, or specially scheduled council call. I appreciate everybody taking the time, especially at this time of year. And I think we have a good path forward given the circumstances we find ourselves in. So for all of those who celebrate holidays around this period, happy holidays. I hope you all have a great time and a time to reflect and spend some time with your families and hopefully not think about CCWG too much. And we will communicate soon by email. In the meantime, have a great holiday season for those who are celebrating now.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Bye, all.
Merry Christmas. Bye.